Let me read my text for you. It's taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, verse 19. Here it is. The Lord God hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Exclamation point. The Lord God hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Now, I've prepared this message for several reasons. The first reason is this: the true nature and character and name of the eternal Almighty God is not preached today. It's just not preached. We're hearing today about an impotent God, a powerless God, a God who wills to and is not able, a God who wants to and can't, a God who's dependent on the mind and will of the creature. We're not hearing about the God of power and sovereignty. We're hearing about a weak God, an impotent God, a defeated God. And then secondly, I prepared this message, secondly, because I realized there's no way, for men and women to know the true God if His name and character and nature is not preached. We may go through the motions, we may have our little church services and play the game, but there's no way to worship God if men do not know God. There's no way to glorify God unless we hear and see His true majesty and His true glory. Now, that's so. Now, you can play the game and you can play church, but you're not going to know God, worship God, or glorify God unless you know the living God, unless you hear His name proclaimed. And then thirdly, and this is awesome and fearful, the living God will not own or bless. He's not going to own or bless any prophet who does not preach His true nature and character and name. He's not going to own or bless any people or any preaching which does not truly glorify His name and acknowledge Him as He is. Let God be God. That's what the Scripture says. Read the text again. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. And nothing is clearer or plainer in the Scriptures than that fact. The Lord rules over all. That's the title of this message. The Lord rules over all. His throne's in the heavens. His reign and rule reaches everywhere. Listen to the Scriptures. Psalm 135, verse 6, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He pleased. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He. In heaven, in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places. That's our God. David, where's your God? He's in the heavens. What's He like? He hath done whatsoever He pleased. Psalm 93, 1, the Lord reigneth. The Lord is clothed with majesty. 1 Chronicles 29, listen. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and all that is in earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and Thou art exalted above all. The Lord ruleth over all. Now, when we say the Lord rules, when we say the Lord rules and reigns over all, there are three things that are necessary in order to reign and to rule. This is true wherever, but especially true in reference to God. If one reigns, if one rules over all, then there are three things that are necessary. First, He must have authority or the right to rule. Secondly, He must have power or the strength to rule. If he doesn't have the strength and the power to do what he will, then he can't rule. And thirdly, he must have a purpose. He must have the will to reign. He's got to have a will. Now look at these three things in the light of our text. Our text says, the Lord God ruleth over all. Does he have that right, that authority? Does he? He asked that question, can I not do with my own what I will? In Psalm 24, verse 1 and 2, listen, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas. He established it. It's his. Psalm 89:11, the heavens are thine, O Lord. The earth is thine. The world and the fullness thereof, for thou hast made them. God has the right to rule. He made all things. Revelation 4:11, listen, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things. And for your pleasure they are and were created. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in Matthew 28, he said, now you go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because all authority is given unto me. In heaven and earth, all authority. He has the right. He created all things. He made all things. And I tell you this, he died that he might be Lord of the dead and the living. He purchased that right, not only by creation, but by death. Authority. All right, what's the second thing I said? If one rules, if one reigns, first he's got to have the right to reign. And I'm saying God Almighty has the right to reign, to do His will, what He will, with whom He will, when He will, because He made all things. He created all things. Secondly, the power. The second thing necessary to ruling is power. God has the right to rule. Does He have the power to rule? Well, He asked Sarah this, is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? God took Jeremiah to the potter's house. He said, look. And Jeremiah watched the potter as he put the clay on the wheel and began to work. And God said to him, I'm the potter. You're the clay. I will make of the same lump a vessel unto honor and a vessel unto dishonor. I'm the potter. The clay belongs to me. The potter hath power over the clay. All power. You see, our God is omnipotent. He said, I've spoken it. I'll bring it to pass. Our God is omnipresent. David said, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in the grave, thou art there. If I go to the uttermost parts of the sea, thou art there. Even the darkness is light about me. God's omnipresent. God's omniscient. All things are naked and open before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He said, my arm's not short that I can't save. I hear these preachers telling people, God wants to save you and He can't. My arm's not too short that I can't save. My ear's not heavy that I can't hear. A sovereign rule requires authority. God has it. He has the right to rule. It belongs to Him. Secondly, a sovereign rule requires power. He has the strength. He has the power. And a sovereign rule requires purpose, the will to reign. Does God have a purpose? Does God have a will? Listen to the Scriptures. They said, David, where's your God? He said, our God's in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He purposed, whatsoever He pleased. Isaiah 46, verse 9, listen, I'm the Lord. There's none else. I declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. I have spoken it. I'll bring it to pass. I purposed it. I'll do it. Oh, my friends, how many times does he say in the book of Ephesians, he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. The Lord reigns and rules over all. He has that right. He made it. He made it. Secondly, he has the power. He's able. And thirdly, he has a purpose. Now let me show you some things here. First of all, God rules in heaven and earth. He says this in Isaiah 66. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. In Daniel 4:35, King Nebuchadnezzar said this. When my mind returned to me, I saw that the Most High God ruleth, reigneth, in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And he doeth according to his will and giveth it to whom he will, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? God reigns in the heaven and the earth. And the inhabitants of the earth are all reputed as nothing. Now, he not only rules in heaven and earth, but he rules over every part of heaven and the earth. When you think of heaven, what do you think of? When you think of heaven, what do you think of? Well, first you think of sun, moon, stars, and planets. And that's what David said. Listen, when I consider the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the things thou hast made, what is man that thou art mindful of him? When you think of heaven, what do you think of? You think of angels. Well, the Scripture says, he saith to the angels, let all the angels of God worship Christ. And the angels of God, are they not ministering spirits? They minister to those who are the heirs of salvation. They're sent by God. What do you think of when you think of heaven? You think of the seraphims and cherubim. Well, Isaiah said, when I saw the Lord, I saw the seraphims flying about his throne, crying, holy, 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 holy Lord God of hosts. When you think of heaven, what do you think of? Principalities, powers, rulers. Well, the Scripture says in Colossians 1, all of those things were made by him. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, they're all made by him and for him, and by him they exist. When you think of earth, what do you think of? Well, you think of kingdoms. You think of nations. You think of America and England and Russia and China and Japan and all these continents and nations. Well, it says the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and he turneth it whithersoever he will. He said to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, for this purpose I raised you up, that I might show my power in you. In 2 Chronicles 20, O Lord our God, art not thou God in heaven? And do you not rule over the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? God seats kings and unseats kings. God sets the boundaries of nations, and God rules over the kingdoms even of the heathen. When you think of earth, what do you think of? When you think of lands and seas, you think of fish and fowl. You think of rain and snow. You think of lightning and thunder. Have you ever read Job 38 and 39 and 40? How that God shows Job how that in all these things he reigns. He said, Job, have you entered into the treasures of the snow? Have you entered in? Can you say to the lightning, come, and it'll come, and go, and it'll come? Do you speak in the thunder? Do you teach the little bird to fly south in the winter? Do you teach the beast how to care for their young? Do you teach them how to build a nest? Do you feed the fowls of the air? When our Lord stood on this earth, he stilled the ocean by saying, peace be still. He rules. Our Lord spoke to the fish and to fill the nets of the disciples. Our Lord was commanded to pay taxes, and he sent one of his disciples down to catch a fish, and in that fish's mouth was a coin. When you think of earth, you think of land and seas and fish and fowl and animals, and you think of lightning and thunder and snow and rain and hail and all these things. They're all under the absolute, total control of my God. And He rules not only over the great, but now think of this. In heaven, stars, moon, and sun, principalities, powers, rulers. On earth, kingdoms and nations, animals and fowl and fish and lightning and thunder and all these great things. But He rules over the small things. You remember how the ravens fed Elijah? That's right, the ravens brought food to God's prophet in the day of famine. And our Lord said, not a sparrow. What's a sparrow worth? Not much. But not a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father. And you know what He said? The hairs of your head are numbered. God knows the number of the hairs in your head and your eyebrows. And God clothes the lilies of the field. God rules over the great and the small. And one day God prophesied that King Ahab would die. King Ahab's going to die, God said. Well, King Ahab was in his chariot. And King Ahab was surrounded by his army. And King Ahab was out there on the battlefield. And no one could get near him. But off over here somewhere, a soldier, you read about this in 1 Kings 22, a soldier took a bow and an arrow and just drew it back as far as he could draw it and let it go. The Scripture says, at a venture, I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where, but God knew where. There was one place in King Ahab's armor where that arrow could enter and kill him. And that's where it went. My God reigns. My God rules. Even over the dust of the air and the rocks on the ground and the arrows that are shot at a venture. That's right. He rules over all. One day Paul stood on the deck of a ship, and that ship was being tossed and driven by the storm. And those ancient mariners, those men who knew the seas, they wanted to jump overboard. They wanted to get away from that ship because they knew it was going to be dashed to pieces. And Paul said, stay on the ship. Stay on the ship. Yes, it will be destroyed, but not a person, not one life will be lost. God told me that, and I believe God. And you know my God so particularly cared for each life on that ship was demolished. And every one of those sailors swam to shore. God rules not only over creation, but God rules in such a way, my friends, that even the wrath of men and the evil of men. Now think about this. Even the wrath of man and the evil of man will accomplish God's purpose. That's right. Everybody's going to serve His purpose. You are and I am. Moses did. God raised Moses up to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. But God said to Pharaoh, I raised you up too. I raised you up to block them. I raised you up to hinder them. I raised you up to cause trouble. I raised you up to glorify my justice. I raised you up to bury you in the sea for my glory. Even the evil of Pharaoh's heart accomplished the purpose of God. Psalm 76 says that, surely the wrath of man shall praise the Lord. The wrath of man shall praise the Lord. And the remainder of wrath He'll restrain. You see, Joseph's brethren, everything they did to him, they meant it for evil. They wanted to destroy him. But God meant it for good. And God used their evil. He used their wrath. He used their wickedness to accomplish His purpose. His will shall be done. Pharaoh, he had all the Hebrews' babies killed. Did you remember that? Remember reading about how he killed all the Hebrews' babies? And in doing so, he brought Moses right into his house. If he hadn't been killing the Hebrew babies, Moses never would have been put in that basket, and Pharaoh's daughter never would have found him, and she never would have brought him home with her. But the anger of that king was so great, he killed all the babies, and in doing so, he brought Moses right into his house. That's where God wanted him. I'd rather be used for God's glory than his justice. Augustus Caesar taxed the world. He sent out a decree that all the world should be taxed, and in doing so, he brought Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, where God said Christ would be born. Those who crucified Christ Jesus did what they wanted to do, their wicked hearts wanted to do, but in doing what their wicked hearts wanted to do, God said they did what I determined before to be done. God rules. God reigns. Let God be God. Oh, the awesome, fearful, majestic, infinite, almighty, omnipotent power of my God. None can stay his hand. God rules over his sheep. Yes, all that my Father giveth me, they'll come to me. And him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. I came down from heaven, Christ said, not to do my will or your will. I came to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I lose nothing, but I'll raise it up at the last day. You see, God knows his sheep. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Our Lord said, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they'll hear my voice, and there'll be one fold, and there'll be one shepherd. You see, God knows his sheep. I know my sheep. I call them by name. Now, he said to a bunch of people in Matthew 7 at the judgment, I never knew you. I never knew you, but I know my sheep. You see, he's known them from the womb. He rules in their conception. He rules in their formation, either male or female. He said, I will return and Sarah shall have a son. He rules in their formation. He rules in their births. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. Before you came forth from your mother's womb, I sanctified you and ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. You didn't slip up on me, God said. Paul said, God separated me from a mother's womb and called me by his grace. God rules over the conception, the formation, the birth of his sons and sheep. He rules over their state and condition. Listen, the Lord maketh rich. The Lord maketh poor. The Lord lifteth up. The Lord bringeth down. The Lord killeth. And the Lord maketh alive. I, the Lord, create light. I create darkness. I create good and I create evil. Who maketh thee to differ? What hast thou that thou didst not receive? A man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. And God quickens his sheep. And he calls his sheep. And they're willing in the day of his power. And there's no, listen to me, no heart so closed that he can't open it. I know that's so. I know that's so. There's no heart so hard he can't break it. It'll take God to save a sheep. It'll take God to find a sheep. It'll take God to save a sinner. But God's able because he rules over all. There's no heart so frozen he can't melt it. There's no will so rebellious he can't turn it. He'll never save me, somebody might say. He will if he sets his love on you. Well, I'll never come. You will if he called you. He broke down the walls of Jericho. He rules the heart. He rules the will. The Lord God rules over all. He opens and nobody shuts. He shuts and nobody will open. He can make his chief enemy his beloved friend. He can make his greatest enemy willingly run to do his will and be glad to do it. He rules the tongue and he can turn cursing into praise and blasphemy into preaching. He can save a thief or a Pharisee. He can save whom he will. And I'll tell you this. When his people die, he rules and presides over their burial. He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He takes their souls to glory. And one day, He raised them from the grave. Because, you see, the Lord rules over all, even over death. You don't have any power over death. No one else does. But He does. He does. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because I live, you live. He rules sovereignly. My God reigns. Where's your God? I'll tell you where my God is. He's in the heaven. And He's not that weak, impotent, frustrated, defeated, peanut God that I hear preached today. He rules over all. Over all. He reigns sovereignly. None can stay His hand. None equal to Him. He rules irresistibly. He rules wisely. Shall not the judge of the earth do right? The songwriter put it this way, King of kings, let us adore Thee. High on Thy exalted throne, fall ye sinners, fall before Him, and His righteous reign own. All the glory be to God and God alone. That's my message. That's my message. Preaching the God of the Bible. Now, if you want this message on a cassette tape, the Lord rules over all. I'd love for you to hear it again. Love for you to play it for your friends and neighbors and relatives. And another one on the other side entitled, True Believers Never Quit. The two messages. And I'll send them to you almost by return mail. If you just send $2. That's what it cost us to get them ready to send you. We'll mail them to you. The Lord rules, yes He does, over all. And true believers never quit. Well, till we meet again, may God bless you.